Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 361. This is a show about Android applications. We're going to hit you guys up with a bunch of apps today. Maybe you never heard of them. Maybe you have. But at the least, I hope you just enjoy the show and take what you get out of it. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Hope you had yourself a good holiday week. Hope you actually had your time off and you actually enjoyed it. Because everyone's listening to this in the future.
And so I had a, I had a great time. We went to Vegas and I saw some
Penn and Teller.
EDM shows.
Saw Penn and Teller.
Yeah, I saw Penn and Teller.
And Carrot Top. Remember when we saw Carrot Top on our way to the pizza joint?
Oh, yeah. Now I remember that. I was black. That was a blackout, actually, when it happened.
I was surprised to see him where we saw him at. It was hot.
I never expected him to see him in a White Castle with Mick Jagger, but you never know what you're going to see when you go to Vegas.
I never expected Carrot Top to start to look like Joan Rivers.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no doubt.
Scary looking dude, man.
Yeah. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm well rested now from the Memorial Day weekend. It was a camping frenzy with all the rain and the wind and
sleet.
No sleet. It was warm, but the wind. Whoa.
Well, the Weather Network said it was not going to be warm. Mm. They said it 20 days ago.
Yeah, and 20 days ago they were right. It was snowing, but now it's 90 and we're swimming. Wow.
Well, Eric, I totally forgot. I remember you mentioning you're going to go camping. The only app I would really say that you have to have if you're camping away from the city is Google Sky Map. To at least one time when you're out there at nighttime, load Google Sky Map and just look around and see, oh, there's Mercury or, you know, kind of thing. Because to me, that's one of the stupid things that you can do at least once during a camping trip and say, right there. And then you can go back to roasting marshmallows or something.
There's a lot of stupid things you can do once while you're camping. That's one. Another one for me would be like break out a guitar that I can't play and start singing. Or
Kumbaya?
Yeah, or like, walk around in the fog in the morning when it's when naked. I'm still up, when I should have been sleeping. Yeah, sometimes you never know.
You're sleep naked walking?
You could always hit your shin on a huge bumper hitch that used to be attached to some kind of a camper.
That
was
hurts.
The hitch rusty? Because that makes it all better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Way bigger hitch than you would ever need for a camper. I don't know. It's like sticking out like a foot and a half. You just got up to go to the bathroom bad, you know, and you're, dang, ouch. Yeah, leave some mark.
Sucks. Did they have to amputate?
No. We're walking. It healed up.
Very good. Good. That's a relief. All right, let's do some emptying of the tanks, which means just going to lay out as many apps as you have in your minds, guys. Let's start with Door.
Okay, first app I'm going to bring here is a game that I believe was 99 cents in the app Google Play Market Store interface.
In the app dollar store?
Yes. Ire. Blood Memory. What the hell? Whoever named this, I'm guessing they have some problem because I don't understand it all. I don't know how to classify this except for this is a mad button smasher. It's called an action game. You start the game, you pick a character, you pick a type of weapon. Your weapons are basically connected to both your arms, and there's a couple other weapons you can get. And then basically you just find bad guys and tap like crazy. And then you find more bad guys and you tap like crazy. There is some kind of inventory and leveling up system. But
there's a lot of blood.
There is. It's like the Mortal Kombat of action button smasher. But it's top three quarters view like old Diablo.
I love how creative they get with the enemies in some of these games, man.
You're looking at the mouth guy?
Scary looking things. Even
the guy with the mouth?
The very first one. The big, or not the very, the second one.
Look through the screenshots. Check out that mouth dude.
Yeah. All right.
I was looking at the video.
Yeah, that video guy, I thought he was interesting too, the real tall one. But then this mouth guy looks pretty crazy too.
Yeah, it's like you know.
He's got like a mouth.
Yeah, this is inspired by hardcore Japanese ARPGs. Action RPGs.
ARPGs? I gotcha. Action RPGs.
Huh. If you're into these kinds of games, you're going to be into this game. I will say that.
All right. Pretty cool.
Here is a little bit of a different kind of game, but I believe this was the one that was also almost equally as bloody. And I might have actually brought this like a week or two ago, and I'm not remembering it, but I'm going to bring it again anyway. Fist Puncher. I guess they didn't feel like thinking very hard about a name, so they called it Fist Puncher. They could have called it.
I don't think you brought this. Dude.
They could have called it Foot Puncher or Head Puncher, but no, they decided Fist Puncher was the most. Super.
Tonight is the Miss Fist Puncher contest. I am a judge. This is the video.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, and it purposely has like bad translation text kind of thing. Very, very pixelated, like 1982, 84, whatever kind of graphics to it. And your job is to punch and kick a lot.
Yeah, it's up to the legendary black belt neurosurgeon Dr. Karate and the rest of the Fist Puncher team to deliver old school justice. Wow. I like the guy holding up the smart car to throw it at everybody.
Well, no. Watch the video about 1 minute. Exactly 1 minute in is when you need to really start watching it. And you will see why this is such a fist punching event. I'll just say that. Because it's quite fist punchery.
There's definitely a Chuck Norris lookalike in there. Oh my gosh, with the naked dudes?
And there's like just like doing a super kick through like 50 people. And yes, there is
naked
in it.
super kick. Oh man.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the campground.
Right. This was $10. And even after watching that video, I just could not pull myself to buy it. Maybe but I'm keeping it in my queue. It is in my like column for when it goes on sale. Maybe now here's a question. We have in the App Store a thing called Add to Wish List. I just found out if I go into Steam and on my Steam computer and I put something on the wish list in Steam, it tells me when it goes on sale. Maybe that's what happens with this wish list too. I don't know. I'll just add it to my wish list and I will find out.
There's more naked people in this 16-bit game than I've seen in any other Android app.
The last video thing is they're throwing cows. Do you see them throwing cows?
No, I haven't yet. Oh, yeah. I'm at that part now.
Wow. That looks like a ton of fun. I don't know if I'd spend $10 on it, but that looks like a ton of fun.
Well, that's the thing. A, if it uses if I knew if a Bluetooth controller would work, I'd be more likely to buy this. But, for $10, I better get like cackling laughter out of this thing.
It's featured in the Shield Hub, so.
That must mean something.
Yeah.
It only has 10 to 50 installs.
And I've had it in my thing for well over 2 weeks.
10 to 50 installs? This thing needs some traction.
Well, I'm going to guess it's $10.
You're an early adopter on this. Yeah, it's going to come down. I think it's going to come down.
We got to get these guys on the show. They're from California.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Bring them on. No. California? We only take Europeans.
Maybe we can change our time of the podcast to
3 a.m. Yeah.
Well, no, we'll change it to 6 a.m. so that they got to get up at 3 to join our show.
Yes, that will work.
That's awesome.
Okay, next app. And we're not going to talk about this app. Okay, I'm just mentioning it. It's free. It's called Snake Rewind. Yes, it's the old Snake game. One of the added twists is you can literally, if you crash, rewind time. Parts of it is super old looking graphics. Parts of it is actually like touched up graphics, but it's Snake. And it's supposedly they have the original creator of the Snake game who helped join forces with this.
Get out of here.
I don't think he did. I think he said, why don't you call it Snake Rewind? And then they called it Snake Rewind, and that was his contribution.
Whoa, I like the new improved graphics with how it's lit up.
I will say, when they put the new touch into the graphics, it looks good.
Yeah.
But it's Snake. So.
Yeah, that's been around.
Buyer beware, if you will, but it's free, so. I don't know. I just had to bring it. Okay, what I'm going to bring now is for, I'm going to guess, someone who is extremely plane paranoid, or they just hate the idea of planes. This is called Wander U Bus and Train Travel. WANDERU. We have all these different sites and services, including now flights.google.com to help find cheap air flights. This is strictly just for bus and train travel. So if you...
Wanderoo.
Yeah, Wanderoo. So if you really like traveling by bus or train, this app will help you find deals with that travel. And if you don't mind taking, 24 hours to go 800 miles, then the train is your best choice.
Yeah, exactly.
And I find train rides kind of pleasant.
They're relaxing.
I know when I looked at trains for here to Cambridge, when I went up to the Northeast Lennox Fest, it was literally, I think, $20 more than a plane flight. And plane was like 2.5 hours. Car was 7 hours, I think. Train was 10 hours.
Yeah, they stop all the time.
I thought to myself, wait, you want me to pay more and have it take longer?
10 hours from where to where?
From Baltimore to Cambridge.
Oh, to Cambridge. Oh, okay. That's not the Lennox Fest I thought you were talking about. No, I thought you were talking about out west.
Oh, no, I guarantee you that would take a whole day.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, it would take 3 days, probably.
Yeah. Okay, throw this one out here, too. Not for me app. Beatport. BEATPORT. I'm bringing this one because in my Git Pocket, when I bookmark certain things, if it's popular enough, it tells me that a lot of other people have bookmarked it, and they like give it like a best of status or something. And this got that. It's called Beatport. It's
huge for EDM.
Oh, okay.
This is like the site where if you're an EDM producer and you have a Beatport top 100 hit, you're basically made it.
So it's like, this is like SoundCloud, kind of?
No, it's like more like an iTunes for our EDM.
I was going to say like Casey Kasem.
Yeah, like Casey
Kasem. So you made it to 101.
I keep forgetting that we got to relate to 30-year-old terms for sure.
Hey, I'm Casey Kasem. So
what you're saying, Steve, is you made it down to 101.
You
just haven't broke that
point. I don't have time to produce anything anymore. Practice. I'm still a work in progress.
Who's Afrojack?
Yeah. See, for example, though, for my podcast, the EDM podcast I do, I gave my dad Beatport, and there's a top 100 list for all the genres. And I said, just contact everybody on there and see if they want to be on the show. And that's what he does. He goes to the Beatport top 100.
Nice.
And that's where we schedule all my guests. Nice. So it's a big site for dance music mainly.
Gotcha. Okay, well, if you're into that, Beatport for the win. Take it, run with it. Okay, I had to bring this one too, even though this one is another $9.99 game. This is called Grim Fandango Remastered.
I heard this game is amazing.
Well, I believe this is a remake, but I can't remember what the original system was.
Was it PC?
It's a little bit old, but it's not crazy old, so I don't know what it was. But if you liked this at all, supposedly, you get this and you will be extremely happy. Yeah. And this is, again, by Double Fine. Double Fine is one of the most high-end game-producing companies, distributors, whatever, in mobile games and some desktop games.
One of the podcasts I listened to, one of the sound designers for this game was is a co-host.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, next one I'm going to bring out here really quick, just because this, if you want hard, if you want games that will really make you mad, but at the same time look good, much better than, I'll say, Flappy Bird, just because I like to pick on Flappy Bird. This game is called Twin Runners 2.
Oh, you got to control them both?
You got to control two different people at the same time. even just doing one of them looks to be at least a little bit difficult. You try to do both of these at the same time, and they're side by side, three-dimensional obstacle courses. Basically, got to go through. This does not, man. This was not easy. Nothing about this was easy.
If one dies, is it over, or can you let the other one keep going?
It was over a week ago. 99% sure, one dies, you both die.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
Grab a friend and play this game.
Yeah. And just
crazy.
And I got to bring this one out here because if I don't, Eric will. And he'll bring it very soon. I know that. Yes, you will. Yeah, you did. I'm pulling this out and giving it a thumbs down before Eric can bring it out and try to speak good about it. This is called Real Times with Real Player.
Whoa.
Yeah. First off, if you look at the first shot still in the video, there's like a 70-year-old woman. She's the prime candidate to use this application. I'm just saying. Prime Time with Real Player automatically turns your photos and videos into beautiful video stories. So this is what you do. You're over 80. Your significant other dies. You use this app, you create a video montage, and you play it during their funeral. That's what this app is for.
Or you're hired by some relative to make a video montage of the dead person, and you do it real quick.
Yeah.
Because you took a bunch of pictures with your phone.
I got to tell you guys, this is becoming so popular to try to get people who have no skills to make awesome movies. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I think it's going to get to a point of ridiculousness where we could just take any photos we have on our phone and literally make an amazing movie with an app.
Well, it's past that point because Chrome or Google Plus takes your photos and does it for you without you even asking. And then just here you go. We made an awesome film for you.
No.
And they put this crazy like theatrical music in it and stuff to that.
But
yeah.
Here's the question. Who's going to nail it? Because let me tell you something. I have no problem staking both of my reproductive things beneath my waist on it not being real player. Well, you know, the two different, the two main parts.
I don't think it's real player.
The two main parts.
I would bet your nuts, too, that it's not real player.
I mean, there's no way. I have no problem saying easy bet. Easy bet, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, real player is not the table. Coming back.
Right, but who's going to be the one? Is it going to be a complete unknown? Or is it going to be the Goog? Or Facebook?
I don't want anyone to do it. I don't like it. It's an insult to talent. People with talent.
At this point, we don't know who it's going to be. I can't say that it's Flickr or anybody we know right now.
Okay, well, Steve, this will make you feel better.
Instagram.
Whoever nails it, it's going to be like special effects in the 80s. Very shortly thereafter, anyone's going to be able to look at it and say, that was made with that crappy application.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Good point. Those pictures weren't stitched together by hand.
Right.
Exactly.
So, Eric, there's an app for you. Go ahead and put it on your phone. You'll love it.
Too late. Yeah, it's already installed.
Great. You'll never get that off. Yeah. Watch out for the spyware.
Next time
Next time your phone slows down.
I'm gonna make a montage of different types of wood that I see during the day.
Right.
Not people or anything. Just like. Different grains.
Well,
and then
have Google make a theatrical dramatic movie.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah. Different varnishes I come across. You know,
well,
it'll be my wood movie.
And I just really quickly have to preemptively say, just in case, Real Player is a Canadian company. I'm sorry, Richard.
Oh yeah, Canada, you do have that. Sorry,
that sucks. Gotta get the registry cleaner out.
Exactly.
After you install that one.
And defrag. Right. You got a defrag too.
You do.
Dude, I remember when I had a computer repair shop not that long ago. Number one comment, people came in with their machine. I defragged it and everything. Like, they're still wondering why it's running slow, even though they defragged it. That was it. Yeah, I defragged it and everything. Anyway.
I mean, back in the day in Windows 3.1, defragging actually, you know. It took 8 hours to do it, but it really made a huge difference, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I remember the owner of the place I worked at, he would come down. He lived in Florida, but he would come up to Illinois. And when he did, one of the things he did while he was up here would defrag all the computers in the company. Didn't trust us doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing. So he defragged and everything.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be no problems now.
Yeah. All right. That was a genius.
That it, Dor?
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, man. All right, Enrico.
I've got, it's just Rico. Actually, my dad wanted to name me Rico, but my mom said that was way too Italian. Rico Ardini. So that's when we switched to Eric. Got a little skinny.
It's true. It's definitely like, you'd have to be a singer, I think, if you had that name.
I thought it was Mexican. Rico Suave, I mean the song.
Yeah, it does have a Latin sound to it.
Anyway, I've got an app here called Wallapop, Wallapop.
I like this. I mean, at least the logo with the popcorn.
Yeah, it's an app that's kind of useless here, but probably good. And I've got two of them like this. These are alternative shopping apps where it's supposed to be really super simple to take a picture, throw it up here, sell your stuff, or buy things.
Ah. Yeah.
Craigslist-ish, maybe, without the weirdness, I think, is kind of what they're looking for. Very visual. You don't have to do a lot of typing and descriptions. Basically, you're taking pictures of what you want to sell. Hmm. Give it a try. If you're in a major metropolitan area, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so the items, there are items on here for me, but they're not really anywhere close or recent. I mean, it looks like there's people using it, but around here it's not a thing.
Is it free to post?
I think so.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, if there's some,
because I think that's how you get into trouble. If Craigslist would have just charged $1 to post, it would have just handled the whole thing. Anyway, it says 87,000 reviews. I didn't know this was that big.
Here's the gimmick. If there's any way, like eBay, you can rate or place some kind of onus on the people that what they're posting is accurate, then this really could blow up to be ridiculously huge. It's one of those things, as soon as the trollers figure out something negative they can do and there's no catch for it, then this will go down in a ball of flame.
It is true. But trollers are never willing to pay money. That's always the handling in my book.
Right. But then,
or spammers at least.
Then you get, but there's, it's all or nothing. Like Angie's List is really expensive and way too far. You know, I guess they don't sell stuff on Angie's List. It's just for reviews of people. But it's, I would write, there should be a happy medium there where, I mean, I do agree. eBay's rating system works, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
even though I can't stand eBay, yes, it works. And thank you, everyone who's went to podnet.com/eBay.
The last item I bought on eBay, I did not have a pleasant experience. I actually returned something to China, which cost me half as much as what I paid to send it back there.
Man.
And they kept saying, oh, we never got it. It finally came back marked something like it showed up there and they didn't want it. And it came all the way back from China. So, I mean, this was like a 3-month long process. I finally emailed them. I'm like, hey, why didn't you guys take this when you were asking for me to send it back to you? Because you were swear it worked when you shipped it out. And they're like, well, we'll give you half of your money back. I'm like, well, I guess, because eBay's already, they've washed their hands of it because the case is closed. It's been going on too long. Yeah. So.
Usually as PayPal, if you're the buyer, PayPal hooks you up every time if you just prove that you did something.
Yeah. I guess I didn't go through PayPal. I went through eBay to file my claim. But they're owned by the same company, so they shouldn't work together.
No, they don't.
That's very recently when they separated, right?
Pretty recently, and I think they actually did something here in the last week that even separated them a little bit more.
Yeah. Sealed the deal.
My next app is called Offer Up, Buy Sell, Offer Up. Same thing, really, or very similar.
Cool.
But yeah, like again, in metropolitan areas, this is probably great. I mean, and this one's got a ton of installs and reviews too. So I'd say, you know, give them a try. Maybe one of you guys, if you do give a try or any of our listeners try them out, let me know how they worked in your area. And it's just not, it doesn't work here.
Well,
yeah, it sucks for
well,
you.
Well, Eric, can I ask, because I don't know if the listeners are aware of, why do you say if you're in a metropolitan, this would work and it doesn't work for you?
Because the people out here don't, there's not enough population to get stuff on there for sale. I mean, there may be one thing 30 miles away from here.
Well, you can't get stuff shipped?
I'm sorry. Both of these apps are way more like Craigslist.
Gotcha.
Than eBay. They're kind of a local kind of, more local kind of selling thing. Like, hey, I've got a bike for sale.
Did you ever think of moving, Eric?
No, I did. I moved here. I thought about moving, and I did. I moved 2 blocks north. Or south. No, south. No, I like it here. I can't move.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm not complaining. If this is the only reason that I would have to leave, nah, well, I'm not.
Yeah, because you can't get good deals on Craigslist. Yeah,
I don't have an IKEA. Well, there are Craigslist users here.
Here's my only thing with this type of app. I don't even know what I would buy on these kind of apps, because most of the things I think I would buy, either A, they come shipped directly from China, like the Cube i6 Air 3G, or I want it brand new, brand spanking new.
This is when your son tells you, Dad, I want a drum set. And you don't want to go out and get him a brand new one.
No. When you're 18 and you have your own place, you can get a drum set.
You go in one of these and you find the closest drum set for sale for $50. Let him beat on it out in the garage, and if he loses interest, no big deal. Just sell it for $50.
I'd rather go to a used music place or pawn shop and buy it. At least I know what building to burn down when they rip me off.
Or
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. If you need a used spoiler for your Kia Sorento,
Spectra.
Sorentos are pretty good.
Yeah, you can get universal spoilers that fit about every car. You just gotta, move the wings in or out a little bit.
If you say so. And by saying this, Eric, it's only because I've never used Craigslist. I mean,
really?
Well, partially because Steve always scared me away from Craigslist, number one. But number two, I don't know what I would want off of them.
I look at Craigslist about every other day just to see what's for sale around here.
And what have you bought ever?
A drum set toolbox for my truck. I think that's about it.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't buy anything off Craigslist store. I like Craigslist. It's just a jungle, flakiest place on the planet.
Yeah, and I deal with. Never mind.
Oh no, I take that back. I also bought my riding lawnmower off Craigslist.
You mean the one that broke?
No, it works great. I just didn't know how to use it. Actually, here's newbie.
Eric doesn't seem like the manual reading
newbie.
Type.
Yeah. Newbie. It didn't come with a manual. It was old. I was mowing my yard the other day. I'm not used to a riding lawnmower. Do you have a riding lawnmower door?
I don't have a big enough yard for a riding lawnmower.
Okay. I never did either. So I got a riding lawnmower. That's not something I would ever have thought that I would have to go check the air in the tires before I start out. Yeah, I was halfway through mowing three quarters of the way mowing my yard. And
you got a flat.
Got a flat and totally rolled it right off the rim. So I'm like, all the way back around the other house. Oh, man. I felt like such a buffoon. I'm like, how do you blow a tire going around the corner?
That's a Chevy Chase move, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I'll put it like this, Eric. I have a second degree separated right shoulder. I can't throw anything overhand or my shoulder will come out of socket. So I look like I got a problem if I'm trying to throw something. I can easily throw a ball from one edge of my property to the other. That's how little my yard is. It literally takes me less than a half an hour with a push mower to mow the whole yard.
Yeah.
Is it electric push mower?
Yes, and it's really weak. And
is it really electric?
Yes. It wasn't.
Is it rechargeable or a cord?
Cord rim. And of course, the one time I'm sleeping and the wife goes out and mows the lawn, she cuts the cord in half. But
you are so green, Dor. Oh, you're too.
No, I don't want it because as soon as the grass gets longer than, 2 inches,
I was an early adopter on the cordless mower at my old house. I bought the very first cordless mower I seen. I returned it. My yard was not large, and it didn't make it through it. I couldn't mow the entire yard on one charge.
Wow.
That's lame.
It was.
And your early adopter?
The cut was really short. It was like a 12-inch cut. So you had to, you know, you're making like extra laps and stuff. It's... Anyway, we've got apps, man. We got apps. Enough of this.
Do you have more apps? Yeah,
but this one is not for you, Steve. This one's actually not even for me as much as I might like a weather app. This is called Alerts Pro. Basically, you're going to get an alert, and it kind of works with your smartwatch. It's going to give you an alert every time there is a weather alert anywhere in the country.
Oh.
So it goes off, tells me that there's a severe weather watch in Denver, Colorado. Somebody might need that. Might need to know if there's severe weather somewhere. Doesn't matter if it's close to you or not. Alerts Pro.
So somebody who's extremely obsessive compulsive, maybe, would love this app.
Or into weather, maybe.
It looks pretty. The maps are nice.
Yeah, and it's by Medio Group. Good name.
Okay, the next one. Yeah. Steve, you may be interested in this. I've never heard of this until recently. This is called Treehouse. It's a pretty way with kind of... It's a lot like Udemy, but it has kind of like courses of study broke down differently, I guess. Like almost like you're going towards a degree of a certain subject or something.
I see.
You do get a free trial for 10 days to check it all out, but then it does cost you after that. It's called Treehouse by Treehouse Island.
I've heard of this. Yeah. Why have I heard of this?
I heard of it giving interviews at my work, and a guy says, yeah, I use Treehouse to learn. And me, being me, instantly think, he has no idea what he's saying. Treehouse. I mean, you use lynda.com or one of them, you know. And then I go, I look at it, I'm like, I've never heard of this. This actually looks not bad.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I think these sites, they're just popping up like crazy. It's the next big thing.
Well, and here's the gimmick. It doesn't matter how good they are or how not good they are, as long as people think they can learn something from them. Honestly, like people think they can lose weight by taking this sugar pill. As long as people think they can do something because of these videos, these things will keep springing up, making money. I don't want to say I question how much you learn from them. Granted, if it's more of a graphical type thing you're going to be doing, video is the way to go. I mean, it's a good way to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And with all these sites popping up, I mean, there's good and educators who are interesting, and then there's boring ones. And even though we're getting a ton more people trying to do like online tutorials and stuff, still, just like with music, just like with anything, the majority of them are going to suck, and there's going to be some stars out there. So I just hope that some sites really try to focus on quality, and just this way you don't have to weed through YouTube and find a good one through all the crap. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I Treehouse looks pretty promising.
YouTube's going to be like the Craigslist of instructional videos for people to learn stuff.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And I'll say offering a certain amount of free content is the only way to really, quote unquote, prove your merit, prove your worth, prove your value to somebody. And if you don't have value, then you can't offer that free term because people realize it all sucks.
Right.
So, apparently they are doing something right. I will say you go to treehouse.com and you click on the first video and teaching you Ruby basics.
Huh?
Sure.
I mean, I wish I had like a bunch more years to live. I would learn all these programming languages and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, here's the gimmick, man. Most of these programming languages today, quote unquote programming languages today, man, they're so much easier than back in the day. So much easier. But then of course you get to a certain point where you realize what you were programming in really wasn't a programming language. It was more of a scripting language. And if you really want to program in a programming language, you got to learn C# or I'm sorry. C++ or else you're just a stupid young kid.
Do you do that? You do that kind of stuff, Dor? What would you recommend somebody who doesn't know any coding and they think they might want to get into it and they want to make a career out of it? What do they learn first?
The easiest, most frictionless programming type language to learn, Python all the way. Python by far. It is human readable. You can use any editor to edit in. You can have development environments and Python environments on any system, multiple environments easily on any system. You can use it as a web back end, a web front end, a desktop front end, a desktop back end on any operating system ever.
Nice.
That's interesting to know.
And dare I say, it's almost a fun language to know.
Wow. That's saying
something. Is it as fun as BASIC?
Much more fun. Maybe not as fun as Go, which is Google's type of language interpreter, scripting language kind of thing, but it's definitely a little bit fun.
That's awesome.
Cool. My last app, Door, is for you, sir. This would be the app that you would get once you get your smartwatch on your wrist. And this would probably make you go out and buy a new smartwatch. It's called 32. Uh-huh. This is a watch face that uses 32 pixels. And it looks really good. I've got it installed right here if you guys can see that.
Oh, Eric, I hate you.
It goes to, it fades to black and still shows you the time when it fades to black, but it's got a little 8-bit second hand. Yep, 32 awesome. Pixels by 32 pixels. It turns your HD watch face into this.
Dude, that's a gold find. That's all I gotta say. Gold.
That's by Marco Van Halkamavlig.
Oh, he was good in the latest Avengers movie.
Marco Van Halkamavlig. Wow.
He was Thor, right?
Yeah.
I haven't played with any of the settings on this, but you can configure anti-aliasing ticks. Clock hands,
dude. This colors. Is gorgeous. Whoever thought of this? Really cool. Literally, I'm sure they were inebriated, intoxicated, something.
Some type of aid.
Some type of altered mental state is the way I'll put it.
That means we love it, Marco.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Cool, Eric. Good stuff, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I just want to thank everyone for their continued support. We will announce and give fair warning when the new podnuts.com site goes live. Everyone can keep an eye on their podcatcher just to make sure it don't go cuckoo.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And Eric, what would you like to say to the peeps?
I'm glad that I got to come back this week. And thanks for listening, and it was a fun week of shows, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did bringing these apps.
Awesome, dude. Well, it's good to have you back. And my name is Steve Cherubino. Hope you guys enjoyed the shows, like Eric said, and tune in next week. Oh, wait, Monday is a holiday. You know what? We're going to throw a show in there for you anyway. We do not stop. We will do it. Post a show any day of the year. We don't care what day it is. So listen to next week's shows and hope you guys enjoy them too. Talk to you later. Bye.